Mobile phone users on GCI's network have been experiencing some hiccups in two separate areas of Western Alaska, but from unrelated problems. Cellular customers in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta lost 2G service, that's simple text and voice calls, due to a connection failure in Bethel on Monday, where cellular signals from throughout the region converge. But Bethel itself uses a 3G network, a generally faster service capable of transmitting more data, like mobile internet. And so Bethel's own cell service was unaffected. GCI spokesperson David Morris says the issue cropped up earlier this week due to a connector failing in the central switch that handles calls in Bethel. But he says the 2G service was restored Tuesday. It's a different issue in Gamble today, where a cell service blackout has been going on since Tuesday morning. Service in nearby Savunga appears to be unaffected. Morris says important equipment was fried during an electrical surge sometime early Tuesday.
There must have been some type of power surge originating from a street light that's located next to the CO, or the central office, which effectively is the brains of the telephone network, that had induced some type of significant power surge that must have damaged all the equipment there. So we are currently in the process of going out to Gamble with replacement gear, and then hopefully it will be a quick fix after that.
Morris says technicians are set to land in Gamble today, but he says there's no firm timeline for when cell service could be restored. And while GCI is moving quickly to address 2G service in the YK Delta and Gamble, Morris says 3G service for Nome has been delayed, but should be switched on before the end of the year.
Originally, I think we had said about mid-November time frame. It looks like it may slip about a month. We just need to get all the equipment in place. So no particular reason other than just the amount of time it takes to get these things turned on.
Morris says in addition to Nome, GCI is trying to roll out 3G service in a number of communities, including 9 around Bethel, as well as Unalakleet and Kotzebue.